感谢主，今天早晨我们的心是充满了喜乐。
We praise the Lord this morning that our hearts filled with joy.
因为耶稣基督的爱在我们中间。
Because that we can feel God's love is among us.
我要和弟兄姊妹们读一处的圣经。
We'd like to read one portion of the scriptures.
是在约翰福音第三章。
It's in John 3.
我要读的是不是十六节，因为十六节是大家最熟悉的圣经。
We're not going to read verse 16 because everybody already know that.
我们要读十四节和十五节。
We will read verse 14 and 15.
或者我们多读一节吧，我们读十三节到十五节，好吧
？Or rather, we start from 13.
我们一起来读。
Verse 13. Let's read together.
除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西的旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。如果大家再来比较一下第十六节，就可以看见这两章中有相同的点，类似的点。
Now, if you compare this portion with verse 16, then you can see the similarities there.
十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because in verse 16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
第十五节说叫一切信他的都得永生。
And in verse 15 again it says that whosoever, believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
第十六节说反得永生，其实是一样的。
And again, it was showed up again. The verses in verse 16, it says the very last part. It says have eternal life, everlasting life.
所以我们知道，我们所平常熟悉的三章十六节是一个结论。
So we know that this verse 16, which we all very familiar with, is a conclusion of this portion.
这个结论是什么呢？
What is
是说神的爱怎样被显明出来。
The conclusion tells us that how God's love was revealed to us.
叫我们看见说人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Because it says that so does the Son of Man be lifted up, and so that all who believes will have everlasting life.
这句话是非常丰富的一句话。
It is a very, very rich statement.
因为它包含了很多很多旧约里面的历史。
Because it's included of a very, very rich portion of the Old Testament story.
这也告诉我们一个人得到生命的原则是从信心来的。
It tells us also that the it's from faith that we should have life.
一个人怎么能够得到永生呢？
And how do we have this? How do we get this life?
是根据信心。
It depends on faith.
怎么样会有信心呢？
Now how do you have this faith?
是因为看见人子被举起来。
Because you have seen that the Son of Man be lifted up.
这件事情我们是懂的。
Now this we understand.
你知道，当一个国家的总统元首要叫他的全民归心的时候
，You see, when a leader in a country like the president, when he wanted all people's hearts to really focalize,
他就要发表各种演说
，And he shall give all kinds of speeches.
我记得我们从前每年双十节的时候有阅兵典礼。
I remember in my school days that at the Double Tens Day we have this the parade.
可惜那时候我们年纪很小。
Unfortunately, at that time we were very young.
每次我们听到我们老总统说“举国精兵同胞们”，我们就走了。
It seems that we just only hear the very beginning of that address. Then the young people are supposed to be dismissed.
你知道我们很喜欢看军队阅兵，展览他的各样军器。
You see, we really love to see that parade because it's a military parade, and we can see all those new weapons and stuff.
看见坦克车开过去，地都隆隆震动。
And we saw the tank just pass by the street, and the whole earth just shook.
但是那些士兵们需要站在那里听训话。
And then all those soldiers have to stand in the tank.To listen to that address.
其实那是一个鼓舞士气的演讲。
And that speech was really a motivational speech.
那个总统站在高高的总统府外面阳台上面。
And that the president was standing in a very very high platform outside of the office.
叫人人都可以看见他。
And everybody And everybody can actually, I can see him.
当一个人被高举的时候，就吸引所有人来注意。
So you see, when that someone was lifted up, and that will attract all the attention.
所以，亲爱的朋友们、弟兄姊妹们，怎么样会叫我们有信心
？So dear brothers and sisters, now how could we get this faith?
就是看见耶稣基督被高举的时候，我们就有了信心。
Is that when we see Jesus Christ be lifted up, then we lift Jesus up?
他能够被举得多高，我们的信心就有多大。
How high he has been raised up, that will decide how much faith we will have.
所以这里说叫一切信他的都得永生。
So that all who believe in him will all have everlasting life.
但这里有一件事情是跟我们平常人被高举的观念不同的。
But there's one thing here that is very different from our usual when we lift up a certain man.
主耶稣告诉我们说，摩西在旷野里面怎样举蛇，人子也要照样被举起来。
Because it's mentioned here that Moses in the wilderness, how he lift up this serpent, so are the men, son of man be lifted up.
我们会觉得非常非常的意外。
We will feel that's very, we should marvel at this kind of statement.
你知道以色列人他们是熟悉他们祖先的传统和各样在旷野中间经历的那些故事。
You see, all Israelites, they are very, very familiar with all the things that happened in their history.
但是他们不明白这件事情跟他们的信心有什么关系。
But they don't quite understand what this incident got to do with their faith.
当主耶稣在那里提出说人子要被高举起来，好像摩西在旷野举蛇那句话的时候。
But when Jesus mentioned that the Son of Man shall be lifted up, just like that serpent be lifted up in the wilderness by Moses.
我想很多那些听他话的人都会非常的意外。
I believe all those who were listening was very, very surprised.
我们今天听见人子被高举起来，我们已经有个新约的认识，新约的经历。
Because today we're living in this New Testament time, we have that experience. We know what he's talking about, lifting it up.
对于这些知识的接受是跟犹太人反过来的次序。
Because when we receive all this knowledge, it was just the opposite order of what the Jewish people received.
我们先接受新约，再接受旧约。
We received New Testament first, then the old.
所以我们知道人子被高举起来，乃是说到耶稣基督为我们钉了十字架。
So when we hear this, we understand that means that Jesus was crucified.
但是当以色列人听见人子被高举起来的时候，他们因为有一个先入为主的经验和观念，就是摩西在旷野里面曾经举过一条蛇。
But when the Israelites hear this, they have another idea because they already knew that the serpent was being lifted up in the wilderness by Moses.
所以他们对于人子被高举起来这句话不太能够认识。
So they don't quite understand exactly what does that mean that Son of Man should be lifted up.
但是如果我们看见耶稣基督的智慧
But if we see our Lord's wisdom,
我们也看见神给他各样的启示
And if we see that all the revelation that was in this man,
我们就明白耶稣讲这句话是要叫以色列人从旧约的那个律法、字句、传统的认识里面看见信心的原则。
And we will know that this is the way that Jesus will show to all the Israelites to get out of the experience in the Old Testament and get into into New Testament.
讲了半天，我们需要知道摩西在旷野里面怎样举蛇这个事情，对不对
？So, all in all, we have to know what is that happening before. What is the story about this serpent being raised up?
在民数记二十一章里面记载，曾经他们有一次在何尔山那里。
In Numbers of chapter 21, it was recorded in that Mount Horeb.
当以色列的百姓经过何尔玛那里的时候，他们发生一件事情。
When the Israelites passed that place, there's something happened.
因为他们在那里发怨言，他们在抗拒神，抗拒摩西的领导。
At that time, the Israelites was murmuring against God and against Moses.
所以神就差遣火蛇进到他们的中间。
So the Lord sent a fiery fiery serpents into the midst.
我们知道这是一个毒蛇。
We know that fiery serpent, was recorded, it was the poisonous snakes.
所以他一咬的时候人就死了。
So when the people get bitten by the snake, they just die.
很多人已经在这个被蛇咬的光景里面他们痛苦并且最终死亡。
And a lot of the people got bitten by the snake, and they were in pain, and they will eventually will die.
他们就对摩西说我们有罪了。
So they confessed to Moses, said, oh, we have sinned.
我们得罪了神，得罪了耶和华和你。
And we sinned against God and against you.
现在求神赦免我们的罪。
So now they say, no, would you ask the Lord to forgive us?
摩西就去祷告神。
And Moses began to pray to the Lord.
摩西对神说，这许多百姓现在如此这样。
And Moses said, now, all these people, they are like this right now.
求你叫这些蛇离开我们。
Would you please ask the fiery serpent to leave us?
你知道以色列的百姓只求蛇离开他们。
You see, the Israelites only ask that this serpent be, will leave them.
但是当摩西对耶和华祷告的时候。
But when Moses prayed to the Lord.
神不仅叫火蛇离开他们还叫他们拯救，得到拯救，
not,
从死亡里面出来。
Not only the Lord cast out all the fiery serpents, also he prepared a way that all those people got bitten will be saved.
所以摩西就造了一条，照着火蛇的样子，造了一条铜蛇。
So, according to the form of that fiery serpent, Moses built
a bronze
serpent.
他把它放在一个杆子上面。
And then put the, lifted up this, brown serpent on a rod.
以后摩西在营里面走动的时候。
Then so when Moses took this and marched around in the camp.
他对他们说凡是仰望这个蛇的就可以存活。
Then Moses told everybody that as long as you look onto this serpent, and then you shall live.
以色列百姓一望见这铜蛇就立刻存活，立刻他们的这个被蛇咬的这个痛苦就解除了。
And all those people who is bitten by the snakes, as long as they look up into this bronze serpent, instantly they are relieved.
如果我们不认识神的作为，许多人一定要说这些以色列人非常迷信。
If we don't know what God's doing, then we will say that all these people are so superstitious.
很多人攻击。圣经的人就说这些话简直不通。
And a lot of people who want to attack Bible, they say, "No, this is just no logic in it at all."
但是我告诉各位，铜蛇本身没有什么秘密。
But let me tell you that bronze snake, the serpents, got no secret.
而是他们因为信心的结果，他们相信神的话，神说你们一望就活，他们就相信。
And actually, it was the faith that when they have, they just gaze on the serpent, they shall live, and then so it happened.
他们不是相信铜蛇，他们是相信神的话语。
It's not that they believe in this brass serpent, rather than believe in God's word.
因为这个信心的缘故，一望就活了。
Because of this faith, once they just look, and then they shall live.
这个故事里面有许许多多重要的属灵的意思。
There's many spiritual importance in here.
我们先就说这个铜蛇本身没有什么秘密。
At first, we really want to stress that this brown serpent itself has no secret.
以后你看以色列人百姓他们真的落在迷信里面去敬拜这个铜蛇。
You see, eventually the Israelites fall into the superstition, some of them even to worship this brown serpent.
所以到以后在你看在西西家王的时候。
So, and later on, when you read the history in the king of Hezekiah.
他就大胆的把这个铜蛇打碎把它融化做成铜块。
So he just very boldly destroyed this bronze serpent.
因为他是一个认识神的人。
Because he knew God.
你看这里面已经经过至少700年的时间。
And that's already 700 years past.
他们不明白信心的原则。
They don't know the principle of faith.
但是主耶稣这里来告诉他们说你们要看见人子被举起来叫一切信他的都得永生。
But here Jesus said that the very thing that when the Son of Man was lifted up, then you will have eternal life.
我们就看见那些当时得救的以色列人跟今天我们信耶稣的这基督徒有一个相同的原则。
Then we see that those days, those Israelites were saved from the serpent have the same, is under the same principle as the Christians today.
我们的信心是建立在神的话语上面。
Because our faith is built on God's word.
以色列人相信一望这个铜蛇就得以存活。
And the Israelites, they believe that as long as they look up into this, this bronze, serpent, they will be saved.
我们相信我们把我们的罪交托给主耶稣我们就得了赦免就要得到永远的生命。
And we believe as long as we cast our sins onto the shoulder of Jesus, and then we will be forgiven, and our sins will be forgiven.
不是我们的心理作用。
It's not just psychological.
不是我们从人来的教导
and it's not just human, instructions.
不是我们的传统
and it's not from tradition.
而是我们读到圣经里面的话，看见神这样说了再说，叫我们的信心实在是有根基的。
But rather, we see that God said this once and again, then our faith started.
你知道这件事情是非常非常有名的一个圣经故事。
Now this is a very, very famous, Bible story.
我不晓得这里面有多少人跟医生或者是医疗的这个事业有关系。
I don't know how many of you here has something to do with the medical, profession.
你知道医生的记号是什么？
Now what is this, the symbol, the sign of a medical profession?
弟兄姊妹家里面有没有做医生的？
Anybody who's a doctor, who's got family that's a doctor member?
有没有朋友是做医生的？
Or you have a doctor friends?
不过如果你没有朋友也没有家人做医生，至少你看过医生。
At least you visited doctors before.
你看医生的文凭上面画了一个什么东西
You know, on the diploma, what was the symbol?
你仔细的看一看
If you just look carefully
不想你注意到没有哈
I don't know whether you notice or not
有没有人告诉我医生的招牌是什么
Now, can anybody tell me what is the common symbol of all the medical
profession? Okay, 徐老伯请说一条蛇徐老伯说的不错那个弯弯曲曲的不是个花样不是个图案是一条蛇。
And the thing that the design you saw that curly thing is not any other design, but rather a serpent.
弟兄姊妹们你去看医生医生说你要对我有信心。
When you go see a doctor, the doctor required that you shall have faith in me.
你假如不相信我的话你来看病你不会乖乖的。
If you don't trust me when you come visit me, then you will not obey the instruction I gave you.
所以我就不能帮助你。
And then I cannot help you.
弟兄姊妹，我相信开始画这个一条铜蛇的这个医生，不是基督徒就是犹太人。
I believe that the very first one who started the symbol, if it's not a Christian, it must be Jew.
但是这里面所讲的远比医生所知道的还要有更深属灵意义。
But here it's got even deeper spiritual meaning.
为什么要一条铜蛇？
Now why do we need
把这火蛇的样子再一次挂出来？
How come we have to have this form of this fiery, serpent that has to be made into a bronze, serpent?
这个火蛇进到以色列人中间到底代表什么？
Now, what does it really mean to have this fiery serpent enter into the people of Israel?
弟兄姊妹们，我们就知道圣经里面讲的罪的毒钩。
Now, we read the scripture, we know that it was talking about the sting of, sin.
罪的毒钩，我一直想罪的毒钩什么样子的。
Now I keep on thinking about what does it look like, about this the poisonous sting of sin.
等到你被蛇咬一口，你就知道了。
If you've ever been bitten by a snake, then you'll realize what
it's like. 哎，你就知道那个毒钩有多厉害。
Then you know that poisonous sting how terrible it is.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个火蛇进到我们的中间，乃是说到我们这些在肉身里面的人。被罪毒钩所挂住的情形。
So when this fiery serpent, it really means that it is the symbol of sin enter into humankind.
在当时以色列的百姓中间，好像看起来不过是一种抱怨而已。
At that time, it's just merely there's some complaining happening among the Israelites.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我告诉你，罪的情形，那个抱怨本身。就说明到人里面向着神的态度不满足。
But basically, it really tells that's the basic sin that when we murmur, when we complain, that's our attitude toward our God.
这就是我们人对于神的光景。
And that is the situation people are toward our God.
人落在罪的里面，一个最基本的表现就是对他生活没有意义，对他生活有许多抱怨。
When we're in sin, the one thing that really show out right away is the complaining attitude.
上个礼拜我们家庭聚会，有一位弟兄讲的很有趣。
Last time when we had the home meetings, somebody mentioned something very interesting.
他说我们天天与主同行，我们也不大存感恩的心。
It seems that every day we walk with the Lord, we don't really specifically give thanks to Him.
但是有一天车祸发生了，我没有死，我赶快说感谢神啊。
One time when I'm involved in a car accident and I didn't die, and I thank the Lord right away for that incident.
如果你不明白这件事情，你只好常常因为经历撞车而感谢神，你不会平常感谢神。
So if you don't thank the Lord in an ordinary time, then you can only, the Lord will just have to have you go through all those troubles so that you can thank Him.
如果神要从我们的多得感谢的话，他一个最好的办法就是把各样的苦难加给我们，然后从苦难里面来拯救我们。
So if the Lord couldn't get the thanks from us in our ordinary day lives, then He will give us all those painful experiences so that we will experience Him.
我想弟兄姊妹明白我的意思。神是慈爱的，神不会叫这样灾难无缘无故临到我们身上。
I think you know what I mean. The Lord, our Lord is a God of love. He will not cast us down into those troubles without a reason.
但是我们经历神的保守的时候，我们里面却没有感恩的心，因此我们常常抱怨。
But sometimes when we are in the keeping of the Lord, we never realize that and we start to complain.
这就是我们罪在里面扎根深到那个程度的情形。
That is the proof of how deep the sin has already rooted in us.
所以圣经上的话是不会错的。
So the Bible tells us the truth.
他说全世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
Because it's the whole world is under the power of that evil one.
撒旦的工作，仇敌的权势，随时可以咬住我们。
Because the power of Satan can just bite us anytime.
因为基本上我们是不想感谢神的人。
Because basically we're the one that really never was never really remembered to thank the Lord.
那位弟兄说，当我们抱怨神的时候，就是我们离开神的时候。
So that brother shared with us that whenever we start to complain about the Lord, that's the time we separate from the Lord.
撒旦就得到机会来得罪我们。
And the Satan will have a stronghold in that point to attack us.
你知道一件最稀奇的事情，就是这一条蛇也是火蛇的样子，放在杆子上面。
You see, the marvelous thing is that this bronze snake is also in the form of snake that is was lifted up on the rod.
这就是说明一件事情。
It explains something.
说明那个火蛇在那个杆子上面已经受了审判。
That means that this is the fiery serpent that upon the rod that's been under judgment.
撒旦的权势受了审判，因此当我们看见的时候，我们就有信心相信神的得胜。
You see, the power of Satan is already under the condemnation, the judgment, so that when we see things happening like that, then we will start having faith in God.
我们觉得非常稀奇的一件事情。
We feel something that's wonderful.
就是耶稣基督甚至肯用这个例子来说到他自己在十字架上面工作。
Because Jesus even will use an example like this to explain, to express how this is going to happen exactly to himself on the cross.
他说人子被高举起来，怎么样高举？在审判的地位上面被高举。
He said, you see, the Son of Man will be lifted up, but in what kind of situation? It will be under the judgment.
叫人看见他受了审判，以致我们的罪得到赦免。
So that when we see Jesus being lifted up, that means that he is under the judgment, then we shall be freed.
很稀奇啊。
This is a marvelous thing.
弟兄姊妹，一件最稀奇的事情就是耶稣基督亲自成了血肉之体。
You see, the most wonderful thing is that our Jesus was incarnated into a man.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
在我们的生命里面，在我们的血液里面，没有办法除掉罪的痕迹。
You see, in our life, in our living, we just, it's so hard to cast out the traces of sin.
没有一个人在这里坐在这里是能够毫无羞愧地说我没有罪。
Nobody that sits here can say now without any shame that I'm sinless.
我看见一个见证讲到有一个人还没有信主以前。
I read a testimony somewhere when there's someone before he become a Christian.
我想起来了，是藤金辉牧师。
It was Reverend Pastor Philip Tang.
他在这边讲过，他得救的那天晚上就认了罪，然后他回家写下来39样罪。
Because that day when he became a Christian, then he confessed his sins, and when he went home, he could write down all the sins that he confessed. There are about 39 items.
如果在我认罪以前，人要说，藤某人，你犯了这些罪。
Then he said, if before I actually confess those sins, if somebody come to me and say, so-and-so, you have committed all these sins.
他说我才没有的，是你犯这样的罪。
And then I would say, no, you are the one that really committed those sins.
不仅不承认，还要再加上一样罪。
So not only he will not admit that, he also will sin one more time.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个一个人认罪和不认罪，看见自己的情形，完全出于神的怜悯。
So someone who's willing to confess his sins or can really see clearly what is like, it is really from the grace of God.
但是不管你认不认罪，不管你同不同意你是罪人，你却在罪的权势底下，而且这个罪引你到死亡。
But actually, it doesn't matter whether you confess those sins or not. The sins are already in you, and that will lead you to death.
为什么你会死亡？
Now, why do we die?
今天很多人研究为什么人会死，所以他们研究各样方法，叫人可以活得长一点。
And then a lot of studies today, they trying to study why people will get old and die. So they try to reverse that and try to do research, trying to elongate human life.
他们甚至大言不惭说，我们现在已经有所有的科学知识，若是我们这样，生命应该可以延长很多，可以不死。
So those wonderful scientists, they say, now if we do this and do that, then we will have a longer life.
他们说我们至少可以把人的生命活到120岁。
They say at least that we can extend human life into 120.
但是他说很可惜，我们虽然可以把生命延长，但是生命的质量却不能提高。
But then they say it's an unfortunate thing that we can extend the years of this one's life, but we cannot change the quality of the life.
我就觉得很好笑。
And I feel this, I,chuckle about this.
你知道圣经里面人的寿命一再的减少，是出于神的恩典。
You see, in the Bible, it was recorded that the human life just keep on getting shorter and shorter. That actually is the grace of God.
最早的圣经里面给我们看见几百岁、六百岁、八百岁，最长的一个人969岁。
You see, in the Old Testament, that we see that the people live such long years, like 600 years. The longest one is 900 some years.
等到洪水之后，人的寿命变成差不多500年。
Then after the flood, then human life become only about 500 years.
以后到再过一段时间，人可以活到120岁。
And then after a while, then human life will only extend to 120 years.
再过一段时间到摩西的时候，他就说，人一生的岁数是70岁，若是强壮，可以到80岁。
And then by the time of Moses, he already claimed that if our life is but 70 years, but if you're strong, you can live up to 80.
有很多的原因叫人的寿命越来越短。
There's a lot of reasons that shortens our lives.
但是我相信人不能够逃脱一个基本死亡的律，就是因为罪在他的里面。
But there's one thing that we cannot really escape, that is sin.
我不知道罪和死有什么关系。
I don't know what's the relationship between sin and death.
但是我却知道罪在人里面的时候，叫人没有喜乐，叫人生命的质量越来越差，叫人越来越没有快，越来没有平安，越来越没有能力。
But I do know that when the sin is in the human life, then you don't have joy, then you don't have peace, and gradually the quality of life just deteriorate.
昨天我听一些弟兄姊妹们讲了他们许多痛苦。
Yesterday, I have a chance to listen to some brothers and sisters explain to me their pain.
你知道，我在光在那听的时候，越听我的心就越下沉，听得我累了。
And when I was just listening, the more I listened, my heart's getting heavier and heavier. And by the time they finish, I feel exhausted.
我觉得我的精力都已经耗尽了。
I feel that it drains all my energy there.
弟兄姊妹们，但是如果你在一个非常可喜乐的光景里面，你的精力越来越多，越来越多，越谈越起劲，不想睡觉。
But on just the opposite, when you hear something good, something wonderful, and the more and more you feel excited, you feel energized, and you don't even want to go to sleep.
所以我知道圣经里所讲的话。
So I understand what the Bible is telling me.
我闭口不认罪的时候。
When I close my mouth and I don't want to confess my sins.
他说我的骨头枯干，精液耗尽。
And then said I, that my bone will get dried and all my energy will be drained.
诗篇三十二篇第三节。
Psalm 32 verse 3.
和第四节。
3 and 4.
所以弟兄姊妹，我知道一件事情。
So I know one thing.
我们是活在罪中的人，而且罪叫我们越来越趋向死亡。
You see, we are ones that live in sin, and that this sin will draw us closer and closer to death.
这是没有办法逃脱火蛇的审判。
This is something that we cannot escape. This is the judgment of the fiery serpent.
罪的毒钩已经把我们抓住。
Because that the poisonous sting of death already caught us.
但是摩西为着以色列的百姓祷告。
But Moses prayed for Jesus, for the Israelites.
神就预备了一个救法。
And then the Lord prepared a way of salvation.
今天神已经预备了一个救法，为着所有有罪的人。
You see, the Lord already prepared a way for all those who are sin, who sinned.
这就是耶稣基督来到地上的目的。
Now this is the very purpose why Jesus is coming to this earth.
主耶稣说人子被高举起来。
The Lord Jesus said that when the Son of Man be lifted up,
谁是人子啊？
Now who is the Son of Man?
耶稣基督就是人子。
And Jesus is the Son of Man.
耶稣不是神的儿子吗？
Well, didn't you say Jesus is the Son of God?
耶稣完全是神的儿子。
Yes, indeed, 100% Son of God.
但是他却成为人的样式。
But he took on the form of a human.
耶稣最喜欢自己用的名字叫做人子。
And actually, Jesus really loved to use the term that he claimed himself to be the Son of Man.
他喜欢来做人。
He loved to become a man.
这跟我们中间很多人不一样，我们不喜欢做人，巴不得没有生在地上。
This is very different from a lot of us. We just don't want to live anymore. Rather not be born.
你不要以为我在讲笑话。
Don't feel that I'm just joking.
我的女儿对我抱怨过，爸爸，我不生在地上多好。她心里不高兴，她就抱怨。
My daughter complained to me the same way.
十几岁她已经知道，我如果没有生在地上，我多快乐，根本不。当然，我根本不在，我没有什么快乐不快乐。
So even the teenagers have the same thoughts.
但是耶稣基督却甘愿并且喜欢作为人子。
You see, but Jesus, he's willing and he's loved to become a man.
圣经里面腓立比书告诉我们说，他本来与神同等。
In the book of Philippians, it tells that he was being equal with God.
他却不以自己与神同等为强夺。
But he does not want to be like that.
他却甘愿降卑，取了奴仆的样式，既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上面。以弗所书二章十节。
Ephesians
第二章十节。
Ephesians 2 verse 10 that he humbled himself, become a man, and even as a servant that was died on the cross.
耶稣基督喜欢来做人子。
He loved to be the Son of Man.
因为他要与我们认同。
Because he wants to be identified with us.
希伯来书里面就明明的讲清楚说，他凡是与我们相同，只是他没有犯罪。
Because in the book of Hebrew, it tells us very clearly that he is exactly the same as us, except that he never sinned.
他没有犯罪。
He never sinned.
但是他却除此以外，样样与我们相同。
But besides that,Every single aspect, he is exactly the same as us.
我们怎样在地上生活？
Now, how do we live our daily lives?
我们怎样需要睡眠？
Now, how do we need the sleep?
我们怎样需要食物？
How do we need food?
我们怎样需要交朋友？
And how do we need friends?
我们怎样需要工作？
And how do we need work?
我们怎样需要亲人？
And how do we need our relatives, our families?
我们怎样需要有敬拜神的机会？
And how do we need the chance to worship God?
我们怎样需要我们心里面能够和人有更多敞开的沟通？
And how do we need this close fellowship with more people?
用今天许多各种话，各方面的需要，他都一样和我们进入这些需要里面。
You see, he is just like us. He has all these needs.
Emotional need, 感情上的需要。
Emotional needs and material needs.
各方面的需要都一样，属灵方面需要都一样。
And even spiritual needs.
甚至当他被人攻击的时候，他也一样心里忧伤。
Even when he was attacked by men, also he felt that sorrow.
当他
When he had to depart from his disciples, in the same way that he feel pain. Because in every aspect, he's exactly the same with us. Because he want to be just like a man in a man's weaknesses. Weaknesses that he can understand all inflictions.
这就是他所以来到地上的目的。
And that is precise purpose.
我们也可以说他为了我们的缘故成了铜蛇。
So that we can say, because of us, he become that bronze serpent.
你知道铜代表审判。
Now we all know that in the Bible, the bronze means judgment.
他在人的生命样式里面受了人所该受的审判。
You see, in the form of man, he received the punishment of a man.
虽然他是完全代替我们。
Although he was totally, completely, our substitute.
在神儿子的生命里面，他是审判者，他不需要被审判。
Because as a matter of fact, he's the son of man. He is the one, he's supposed to be the one, son of God, he's supposed to be one that judges.
但是他却宁愿在人子的地位里面被审判。
But rather, he want to become a man in the position of man and be in judged.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在稀奇，神的大爱是这样。
So we really marveled at God's love.
圣经里面所以告诉我们说，神爱世人，是这样的爱法。
So that when the Bible tells us that God so loved the world, so means this way.
他宁愿为我们代替了我们接受神公义愤怒的审判。
He rather take our place to receive that the judgment from God.
我们怎么样能说明这件事情？
Now how can we explain clearly this thing?
从耶稣自己的话是最好的说明。
From Jesus' own words, that's the best explanation.
当他被挂在十字架上面的时候，
When he was hung on the cross,
他说：“父啊，为什么远离我？”
And he said,Father, Father, why art thou forsaken me?
你知道，他这句话是应验诗篇二十二篇里面讲的话。
Because this is to fulfill what is in Psalm 22.
在预言里面已经看见这件事情，大卫写了这样的诗篇。
Because in the time of David, he already foresee this.
所以我们相信，所有有信心的人都看见这件事情，
so that
看见耶稣基督的事。
So that we understand that all who are in faith have seen this.
主耶稣就说：“我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？ Because, 为什么不听我哀恨的言语？”
He said that Jesus said that, "My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Why don't you listen to my cry?"
他在十字架上面甘心为我们受审判。
On the cross, he's willing to take the judgment.
担当我们的罪恶。
To take the burden of sin from us.
刚才我们弟兄带我们读的诗篇103篇。
Earlier, our brother led us to read Psalm 103.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
Verse 10. That he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
为什么？
Now why?
因为耶稣已经担当了我们的罪。
Because Jesus already took that.
他既然已经担当我们的罪，我们就没有需要再来担当。
Now he already took that, so that we don't have to take it anymore.
有一首诗歌是我最喜爱的，就是平安如水流。
And that's one song that I really love is that when peace like river.
那里说我的罪啊，哦，我一想起这个荣耀有福的盼望，有福的思想。
And there is a mention, oh, my sin. Oh, the minute I'm thinking about it, this wonderful, blessed, the glorious thought.
罪不压在我的身上，是担在他的十字架上。
Because the sin no longer was oppressed on me, but rather it was shouldered on the cross.
我就要感恩，我就要称谢，我的心啊，你就应当称颂。
So that my soul shall rejoice and shall praise him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们并不是忘恩的人。
So we're not the one that forget about all those wonderful grace.
每一次当我们想起我们的罪如何因着耶稣基督的十字架而得的赦免，我们都要感恩。
Every time when we're thinking about our sins, and right away we have to give thanks because of cross.
而且除了耶稣基督之外，也没有人能够代替赦免我们的罪。
And actually, besides this cross and Jesus, nobody can forgive our sins.
所以主耶稣说， 人子要被高举起来，就要吸引万人来归向他。
So Jesus claimed that the Son of Man shall be lifted up, and so that all shall come, shall draw all unto him.
主说人子要像摩西在旷野举蛇一样被举起来。
And the Son of Man shall be lifted up, just like the bronze serpent was lifted up in the wilderness by Moses.
叫一切信他的人都得永生。
So that all who believes will have everlasting life.
亲爱的朋友们，弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers.Sisters and friends.
主的话在这里这样清楚地告诉我们。
And it was so clear that God's word is here.
我们刚才已经说过，那个外面摩西的铜蛇是一个物质的东西。
We already said that bronze serpents, but just a material thing.
但是我们从新约的经历里面却看见铜蛇所代表的意义。
But from the light of the New Testament, we know the true meaning of that bronze serpent.
因为耶稣把自己放在那铜蛇的地位上面。
Because Jesus himself put on the cross just like that bronze serpent.
因此我们就了解。
So that we understand.
他取了人的形象。
And he became a man.
他受了罪的刑罚。
He received the punishment of sins.
他被挂在十字架上面。
And he was hung on the cross.
都是为了我们。
It's all for us.
好叫我们的罪得了赦免。
So that our sins will be forgiven.
但是这里需要一个条件是什么？
But under one condition, what is that?
需要你的信心。
It needs your faith.
以色列人就是铜蛇经过他的面前。
The Israelites, even when the bronze serpent passed them, right in front of them,
他若不相信
if they don't believe the word of God,
他就不会抬头
they will not lift up their head,
他就不会仰望
and they will not look up.
神就看得非常清楚，摩西也看得见
and then God can see that, and Moses also can see that.
这个人就灭亡
and that man will perish.
但是若是有一个人
but if there's one man,
他不管在多远
doesn't matter how far away he is from,
远远看见那个铜蛇
but he see from a distance that bronze serpent.
他的心却能够举起来仰望他
but if his heart is lifted up and look up to the bronze serpent.
因为他相信神的话语
because he believing the word of God.
今天我们神的话语怎样告诉我们呢
now what is the God's word told us today?
你若相信耶稣基督为你死在十字架上
if you do believe Jesus Christ died for you on the cross.
你若相信他的死能赦免你的罪
if you do believe that he, because of his death that your sins are forgiven.
你就要得到永远的生命
then you shall receive eternal life.
你相信吗
now do you believe that?
有些时候每次当我们问相信不相信的时候那些人就很自然地低头他不敢回答。
And a lot of times when we ask these questions, and some people will just bow their head, and they're not to answer.
但是我今天要另外一个方法告诉各位。
But today I want to tell you in another way.
我不是现在来问你信不信。
I'm not going to ask you now whether you believe or not.
我是说圣灵在你的心里已经做工。
I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is already working in your heart.
你因为圣灵的工作你的确眼睛开启看见
Now because of the work of the Holy Spirit your eyes are already open and you can see that
你真的看见
And actually you already saw it
那你就明白除了耶稣基督之外没有人能够赦免你的罪
Then you do know in your heart that besides except Jesus Christ nobody can forgive your sins
你虽然口里没有说
Although your mouth did not confess
你也不肯举手
And you don't want to raise your hand
或者你是不敢举手
Or you dare not to do that
但是你的信心已经看见了
But in your heart your faith already seen that
你抬头一望就望见耶稣基督
As long as you just lift up your head and you look and you can see the cross in front of you
这个叫你的信心
Now that is your faith
不是因为我向你挑战你有了反应叫做信心
It's not because I challenge you then you take on that challenge
而是你明白了这个救恩的原因
And rather you just understand in your heart What's the
true
salvation When you're willing to receive like that
神的灵就要进到你的心里
And the Holy Spirit shall enter into your heart
你所看见耶稣基督的赦免的力量就要成为你的实际
And the forgiveness from Jesus will become a reality in you.
你要得到永远的生命。
Then you shall receive the everlasting life.
当你得到这个永远的生命，你就跟以前那个火蛇被咬的情况完全不一样。
After you receive that life, then your life will be totally different from the situation like before.
每一次你仰望铜蛇的时候
Every time,
仰望耶稣基督十字架
When you lift up your head and look up to Jesus
在你里面得到的就是生命
In your life, you receive, inside you receive true life
今天我们弟兄姊妹都需要仰望耶稣
Today, all our brothers and sisters, we all have to look up to Jesus.
我们虽然是明白了真理,
although we understand the truth,
我们还是需要仰望主,
but we,
叫我们从死亡里面出来。
But we still need to look up to Jesus to escape from death.
主说人子被高举起来, 人子被举起来,
the Son of Man be lifted up,
信他人得永生,
and all those who believe will have eternal life.
感谢神的恩典,
praise the Lord.
我们一起祷告,
let us pray.
主我们赞美你, 我们敬拜你, 我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you, we worship you, Lord Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的救恩是何等的真实。
Because how true is your salvation.
在旧约的时候，虽然借着铜蛇，也多少人因信而得救。
In the Old Testament time, through that bronze serpent, so many lives are saved.
因为他们的信心。
Because of their faith.
今天我们也在信心里面仰望耶稣基督为我们成就的救恩。
Today in faith we shall also look up to Jesus for the salvation.
当我们抬头仰望耶稣基督十字架的时候，
when we lift up our head to look up into Jesus,
我们真知道我们的罪得的赦免。
Then we truly know that our sins are forgiven.
神，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督降世，取了人的样式。
Because you sent your Son to become a man.
好叫他为我们受审判。
So that he will be judged.
我们的罪就不再受审判。
And our sins will no longer be judged.
一切的罪都重担压在十字架不在我们的身上。
And all the burdens is upon the cross no longer on us.
因此我们抬头仰望你，我们里面得了何等的轻省。
So when we lift up our head, and how wonderful, how easy we can feel.
主，谢谢你教导我们信心的道路。
Praise you, Lord. We thank you for teaching us this way of faith.
因为不是我们自己的感觉。
Because it's not because of our feeling.
而是相信你的工作。
But rather faith that we believe in your work.
我们把赞美感谢归给你。
We praise you. We give you all our praises.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.